This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is news today of immigration and the social safety net, who uses it, and what might happen to them if they do. NBC News is reporting that the White House wants to make it harder for legal immigrants, that is, legal immigrants who've used government benefits, to become citizens. Marketplace's Abri Benishour reports that immigrants who might be a drain on this economy have never been warmly welcomed in this country, but the Trump administration is considering even tighter restrictions.
Right now, if the government thinks that potential immigrants are going to be primarily dependent on the government, those immigrants won't be let in. Can't get a visa, can't get a green card. It's been that way for a long time.
In the 19th century, when this rule was first created, it really only targeted people who were wards of the state.
David Beer is with the Cato Institute. Wards of the state, people who've been institutionalized, received cash assistance, lived in subsidized housing, those folks get turned away. Under the reported new proposal, here's all it would take.
Use of any benefits at all at any level of government, including by U.S. citizen family members of the immigrant.
This covers a lot of benefits, not just benefits for people in poverty. Mark Greenberg is a senior fellow at the Migration Policy Institute.
Medicaid, children's health insurance, refundable earned income tax credits.
Even, he says, enrolling in a subsidized health plan under Obamacare could disqualify a legal immigrant under the reported proposal. This has some legal immigrants very worried. Lena Kanvala is an attorney with the Legal Aid Society.
We've had people, you know, disenrolling their children from Head Start programs because they're afraid that it's going to preclude them from applying for permanent resident status.
According to the Migration Policy Institute, under the old rules, about 3% of non-citizens in the U.S. could be disqualified from getting a visa or a green card. Under the new proposal reportedly being considered, 47% could be disqualified. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.